Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Mixed Community Connection. My name is Susan Corgle, and today I'm joined with owner of Gideon's Bakehouse, Steve Lewis.
All right, so first and foremost, thank you so much for giving me your time today. I want to ask you, because I know you are hosting some kind of event, Steve, and this is for Liberation Cat House?
Correct.
So tell us about Liberation Cat House.
Liberation Cat House is a local cat charity that does a very simple thing. They acquire cats that need homes, and they find them homes, and they're just such an amazing group of people. And they also happen to live right around the block from me, which,
oh, really?
Which is really, really nice. So, like, for me, it's a super community charity. And last year, we wanted to do something for them, and we had our first Black Cat Charity Day, which fell on National Black Cat Day. And they brought out kittens to the courtyard at the East End Market. We made a special black cat cookie, which is a white chocolate chip cookie, completely dipped in dark chocolate and covered in black glitter and chips and little chocolate pieces. Every single penny of that cookie went to their charity, and I'm happy to say that they found homes for every single kitten that they brought to the East End Market last year, and we're really hoping to duplicate that success again. It was my favorite day of the year last year.
Holy cow, that sounds incredible, and it sounds delicious, too, that cookie you're mentioning. Because they were down the street, that's how you got to know about them?
If I had to rewind my brain, I would say social media. Like, I came across them on social media, and I used to own an art gallery / comic shop called Uberbot, and they were customers of mine back in the day. So I just started following them based off of that, and then later learned that they lived right down the block. Because when I first opened Gideon's, the question was, we get charity requests a lot, and it's hard to, my brain wants to accept everything,
mm-hmm.
and do good things as much as possible. But that's not realistic. So it was decided early on that we would try to focus on animal-based charities because I'm just animal obsessed. They were that first attempt to do that on a larger scale, besides just giving, gift cards here and there for people that are looking for things via email. We wanted to do something right there in our shop.
Okay, perfect. And because I really wanted to get Liberation and talk about them, let us, you did already mention Gideon's, but let us now go back to that and tell us about Gideon's, where it is, and what you guys do.
Oh, yeah, Gideon's Bakehouse. We're inside of the East End Market, and it's what started off as a little passion project of mine turned into something that has gotten a little bit out of control. But I started working on a cookie recipe for myself when I was younger, teenage years. And 15 years later, I came up with this chocolate chip cookie that was just super special to me. It was what I envisioned a chocolate chip cookie should be. So it took me a long time to get there. And I used to own an art gallery in Winter Park called Uberbot. And I started bringing those cookies to the art gallery and giving them out at our art shows. and people just freaked out on me and started to push me into thinking about those cookies as a more professional road. And I started selling them out of my house just for fun, a little side hustle. And I did that for years and years and years. And then I got offered to do a pop-up at the East End Market back in 2016. And I was honestly kind of pushed into doing it. I wasn't really sure. At the time, I only had a recipe for 6 different cookies and a few cakes. And I didn't think that would be enough to sustain a business, you know, from day to day. But I gave it a shot, and it was just pure madness since day one. We opened up as a pop-up first, sold out of every single thing that we had on the first day of business, and pretty much now we're in our 4th year. We just had our birthday, or October is our anniversary month, and we pretty much sold out of everything since the day we opened. So it's been 4 years of pure madness, and as you know, we're getting ready to open up our 2nd location a little later this year, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever done, is opening up at Disney Springs. So that was a great opportunity for us, and it's a really just overwhelming thing to go from a 286-square-foot bakery. I think 2 years ago we had 6 employees, and now we're about to be up to 75.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's been quite a road. When I opened up Gideon's in 2016, I had $800 in the bank.
Wow.
I was running pretty slim. And you know, that's quite a jump. So it's been an awesome journey for me. You know, it's a very personal project since that cookie has such a long history, with me. I don't think of it as like this retail product that I'm putting out there. They're very, you know, we make almost half-pound cookies that are handmade from top to bottom in the exact same way I did it in my kitchen in College Park all those years ago. We just have a lot of hands making those cookies now that hit the numbers that we need to not sell out so fast every day.
Yeah, that's insane. I remember when I tried your cookies, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I could have 3 servings of this for, like, the next 3 days. They're so huge and delicious. And I think your story is one of my favorite stories about just finding something that you're passionate about, something that you want to do for so long and not change that passion and just kind of go for it. But this is another thing that really, really, really hits me. Tell me, why did you name it Gideon's?
Oh, you know, it's funny. Not a lot of people ask that question. when Uberbot was a very clean line, modern store. And at the time I had a house in Waterford Lakes, so my house looked like a museum. It was very clean line. But then when I moved to College Park, I had an older house that really that aesthetic didn't fit anymore. And I'm a design junkie. I'm a big art nerd. So I started to collect antiques and just older, really kind of textured, cool items that fit in this old house. And I was at an estate sale, and I bought this giant collection of old books. And in that collection, I found a cookbook that had handwriting in it. It wasn't very legible, but it was just enough to tell that it was a kid that was writing in an old cookbook because he wanted to be a baker when he grew up. And the name scribbled on the back of the book was Gideon. And the date that book was published was 1898. So that's why it says Gideon's Bakehouse was established in 1898, because I decided to open up that creepy little kid's bakery. So that's why we have that. Yeah, we have that Victorian aesthetic. I asked myself, like, what would this kid like if he were alive today? And I thought of things like Haunted Mansion. So we really kind of went all out. And for me, I thought it would be more interesting from a design aesthetic when it comes to a bakery to not be all bright and pastel-y and, you know, your typical bakery, but to go completely in the opposite direction and just do something that barely even looks like a bakery when you look at it. I remember when we first opened, our little shop there is lined with just old books, you know, paying tribute to the origin of the name. And people just thought we were a bookstore. We were sold out of cookies, so there was nothing there but a bunch of books. But a little fun fact is at the East End Market Gideon's, the chandelier that hangs above the cookie case, it used to hang in the Haunted Mansion. And the wrought iron gate that we have entering our little space used to be part of the cemetery at Haunted Mansion. So we got our hands on some stuff when they did some renovations.
Oh, that's so cool. Wait, this is at the East End Market?
Yeah, yeah, that chandelier that hangs right above the cookie display case is an old Haunted Mansion chandelier.
Is that moving by chance? Or?
Is it moving like mysteriously on its own?
No, Mario, is it moving to the Disney Springs location? I'm sorry.
No, I would never. because the answer is yes, it does mysteriously move on its own. But no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't take that out of East End. That's a little piece of East End history now.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. So, tell me about the Black Cat event.
So that'll be this Sunday at 10 a.m. We will do the same thing that we did last year. For those who were in attendance last year, we're going to have the Black Cat cookie goes on sale. It's a limit of two per person. It's a $6 cookie, which is a half-pound cookie, with every penny of that cookie going to the Liberation Cat House. But because it's first come, first serve, they will sell out. But what's cool about this year that we weren't able to do last year, because I remember last year the line was around the building, down the sidewalk. It was at least a 45-minute wait to get to the front. This year we will be doing a virtual line, so we'll be taking your information at the door and texting you when it's time for you to get into our short line. And this will allow you not only to, you know, avoid standing in line for 45 minutes, but you can go and enjoy all the beauty of the East End Market. You can get some of that, you know, award-winning avocado toast at Farmhouse. You can get some coffee at Lineage. But more importantly, you can play with those cats because they will be there.
Yeah.
You can have some solid bonding time. So the idea would be to get there, you know, as early as you can in that day, get into that virtual line, enjoy those cats, look for your text message, and when we message you, you can pop in that line and get not only the Black Cat cookie, but it's October, and that's the month of our most popular cookie of the year, the Frankenstein cookie, which is completely irresponsible. and people go absolutely bananas for it, but it's a cookie that's it's a vanilla bean-based cookie that's filled with double-step Oreos, a couple of different kinds of chocolate, and then completely rolled in M&Ms. It's like an entire bag of M&Ms on top of that cookie. And we do that every October. It's a phenomenal little cookie. Like our longest line of the year is October 1st because people are obsessed with that Frankenstein.
Now, do you have a website by chance?
Absolutely. GideonsBakehouse.com. The website is like a pre-order-based site, so we used to always do our pre-orders for, you know, we had minimums in the store. You can't get more than six cookies at a time, which is almost 3 pounds of cookies, so that's a lot of cookies at one shot.
Right.
But if you need more than that, you've got to go to our website and pre-order with a 72-hour notice so that we're not cannibalizing from our existing stock that we have each day to handle pre-orders. We don't want to sell out too fast. So we make our pre-orders in advance. But during the pandemic, we've created a next-day order page as well that lets you order a smaller menu of items faster. So if you ordered something on our website today through the next-day order link, you'll be able to pick it up tomorrow. You can get in and out of the market without touching anything, without waiting in line. So for those of you who are, you know, being extra smart and responsible and want to stay away from large groups of people, which the East End Market does tend to have on the weekends especially, you can use that next day order to get in and out pretty quickly.
That's pretty cool. And, yes, I'm looking all over your page at all the delicious cookies, and I'm going to probably come in later on to buy some.
But let me tell you, like, what people don't sometimes realize about us is we do a lot of secret things. So our website's not going to necessarily reflect all the secret things that we do. Following us on Instagram or Facebook is truly the way to know everything. Like, you wouldn't know about the Black Cat cookie event on our website. You're going to know about that by following us on Instagram. Today, we've got slices of the Frankenstein cake, which are super limited, first come, first serve. you would only know about that if you follow us on Instagram. So there's days that we do things that are only shown on our social media. And sometimes you can only get that item if you know a secret passcode that we give on our social media that will release the special cake slice to you. So we have a lot of fun and do a lot of off-menu items, not only to keep you interested in what we're doing and have some fun trying different things, but to keep our bakers creative and having a good time in their day instead of just making the same thing over and over and over again, because we keep a pretty small menu.
Definitely. So do you happen to have maybe a donate button for people who can't come out and get any cookies but still want to help out the Liberation Cat House?
No, for someone that would want to do that, just go directly to Liberation Cat House and you can donate to them. So if you just do a little Google search, you can find them on online and be able to take care of that. Unfortunately, that's a little harder for us to do on our end because our website's pretty specific.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about how you gauge how many cookies you should be making for an event like this. Like, do you make more of the Black Cat cookie because it is for charity than you would any other normal cookie?
We make as many as we can store. So a lot of the problems that we run into at Easton Market, like one of the biggest questions that I would get all the time when we would sell out is, well, why don't you just make more cookies? And it's not so much a matter of making more cookies, it's a matter of how many can we store in a 286-square-foot bakery, which for us is about 1,200 cookies. 1,200 cookies is our max day. So what we do is incorporate a new flavor and cut back on some of the other flavors to kind of compensate. But we can't go too deep or all of a sudden we're out of chocolate chip cookie. So usually on a special event item, we'll do about 300 cookies of a special item, which at two per person gives the first 150 people in line a chance to get the cookie. But last year was really cool because the line was so long that people only got one cookie instead of two because they wanted to make sure that everybody in line had a chance to get one. So it was that's part of what I love about East End Market and our customer base there. It's our neighbors, it's our friends, it's our community, and they're just such amazing people that they usually really think about others in situations like that and just kind of make it a good experience for everybody.
Okay, perfect. So here's another thing. When people go into the virtual line, that you have a virtual line now, is it going to be gauged that that somebody will be like, you know, we're not taking any more, you know, we're all sold out? And there's 12.
Yeah, we try to, what we do is we'll keep in, like, when we have a physical line, you would see me go outside and I'm counting. And I'll say to that person that's at, let's say, 150th person in line, I would let everyone after that know that they're in the danger zone. Now, there's no way to know how many cookies people are buying ahead of them, whether they're even buying the Black Cat cookie at all. So it's impossible to gauge, but we do get to a point where we let people know from this point on, we can't guarantee that cookie. And it gives them the option to stay if they want to or wait. So we do our best. You know, after a few years of doing this a lot, we've kind of gotten a good understanding of how things move. It's going to be interesting to try to do this again with a new location with a whole different crowd out at Disney Springs.
Oh, definitely. But you'll have a lot of room, a lot more room than you do now, right?
Yes and no. So it's a much bigger space, but the projections out there that we're going to do so much more that it makes it still a more challenging space. Because the volume is going to be so much higher. So even though the store might be five times bigger, the sales might be 10 times more ferocious. So it's been a tricky thing to try to figure out how to do the logistics of a location out there. But I have the benefit of all the experience of the location now. So when I started working on the design for that new space, it was all about storing as much dough as possible because we freeze off all our dough before we bake it. I use real vanilla bean in the cookies. So the longer that dough is frozen, the more that vanilla bean just soaks into that, that dough and creates the flavor that we want, which is part of why it takes so long to prepare a single cookie, is because it needs time to soak in those flavors. So the new space is all about storage in the back to store as many containers of cookie dough as possible, and then we have our ovens back there that'll just be literally going all day long, keeping those cookies coming fresh out of the oven.
Nice. Well, I'm very excited for you guys and everything that you have coming up. And so tell us again what time the Liberation House Black Cat event is happening on Sunday.
It is happening this Sunday, the 25th, at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is when they will be out there with cats. And, of course, the Black Cat cookie will be available from 10 a.m. until sellout, which would probably, if I had to guess, be around that same time. But who knows? It's always hard to gauge what's going to happen on any given day, especially during the pandemic.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Oh, okay, perfect. Well, Steve, thanks so much for calling me and telling me all about Gideon's and your Black Cat event. I really appreciate it. I cannot wait to see what your location at Disney Springs will end up looking like. I can't even imagine.
It's going to be really exciting. I had said that it's what was in my head for this location that was just so comically outside of my budget that it wasn't possible. To me, it's funny because when I opened up Gideon's originally, I was just crazy broke and started off with nothing, which was fun and challenging. And I'm going to find myself in that situation again because opening up at Disney Springs has taken every penny to get it right. So the day we open, it's going to be hopefully exactly what's been in my brain, and we'll be essentially starting from scratch in a new location. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be super successful too. So wishing you guys all the luck in the new location, and I'm sure I'll see you there plenty of times.
I hope so, please. And yeah. I want to thank you for caring about the kitties, because it's nice to have interest in an event like this, and we really appreciate it.
I think me and you post the most amount of cats on Facebook than anybody else. So
that's a competition that I'm happy to be a part of.
Absolutely.
It's so funny when I'm flipping through a photo or flipping through the iPhone, like trying to show like a builder something, that a reference photo for work. I'm having to get through like 8,000 pictures of cats to find that one picture that I need to show somebody. And I'm proud of that.
Yes, absolutely. So am I. We need more of that in the world right now.
Indeed. More cats, please.
Steve, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Let me go ahead and end this real quick.